Hello everyone. Tonight is November 16, 2020, and the subject is called Something More. Something More. In Genesis 16:1, we read this verse, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward." And in Colossians 2:10 it says, "In him you have been made complete." As we all come to the Lord, we start with our full adoration for God. He becomes our all. He becomes the love of our life, everything we want and everything we need. To us, he becomes God and only God. God and God alone. As the honeymoon gets over, we start to get a little dull, and we start looking for something more. God and blessings, God and fruitfulness, God and pleasure, God and power, God and things. Then as we grow older in the Lord, we realize that it needs to be God and nothing. In Genesis 16:1, God said to Abraham that he is his reward. Since the beginning, God wanted to teach us this great lesson that God is enough for us and that we do not need something more and that we are complete in him. God will not tolerate anything between us and him, even something as good as Isaac. But God will take nothing away without adding a larger dimension of himself. He truly becomes our exceeding great reward. We're not called to a successful life, but to an exceeding life, which is the abundant life within. We must all exceed with more of him. If we go stale in our walk, it is because we are looking for something more outside Christ. We must live in both worlds, the world of seeking more of him, and the world of submitting or transmitting him to others. In Genesis 17:1-2, God says, "I am God the Almighty," which translates to the word El Shaddai, which means you're enough. In other words, I am God the Almighty, which is your enough. This word occurs 48 times in the Old Testament as the word Almighty. God is portrayed in this word as El Shaddai, as one who nourishes, supplies, and satisfies. Some of us Christians chase rainbows. One pleasure must give way to two, and one piece of worldly good must eventually produce many, and all that produces increased anxiety. Our satisfaction does not lie in things, nor in the desire for things. We must not crucify our desires, but direct them to be fulfilled in Christ. Seeking that something more will always end in self-fulfillment, which never lasts. But Christ is the fullness of God. He's also the fullness of the church. He's also the fullness of everyone who draws fullness from him. When we receive Christ, we receive his fullness, and this fullness will manifest him to the world, that in all things he might have the preeminence, and that in him we have been made complete. Our greatest rewards are not what we have or what we own, but how much of Christ we have. Our rewards on earth are how much of heaven we possess. Christ in us is our greatest reward. Abraham refused the spoils of the world, and his attitude was, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and my cup." One of Satan's subtlest temptations is to make us always believe that God is holding out on us. As in Adam and Eve's case, he convinced them that in that tree there was something more. There's absolutely nothing and no one that God can give us in addition to Jesus Christ. If we are in the something more condition, we're truly on dangerous ground. Then we are open to any temptation suggested by Satan. Soon after that, we begin to experiment with things, hoping to find this something more outside Christ. The world is full of things, but they are all passing. They're all here today and gone tomorrow. The only thing that is permanent is Christ. Satan said to Christ in Matthew 4:9, "All these things will I give thee if you worship me." In 2 Peter 3:11 it says, "All these things shall be dissolved, and it is all these things that the world seek." The more of Christ there is in our heart, the less of anything more we shall covet. Something more is definitely of the devil. The sinners seek more of this world. But Jesus said, "All these things of the world shall be dissolved." In Joshua 6:18, the Lord called these things cursed. Wise God are enough and our only reward, because this reward is changeless, because this reward is eternal, because it fulfills the soul, because it is the only one thing that is enough. I love this poem that says it all. "Out of this life I shall never take, things of silver and gold I make. All that I cherish and hoard away after I leave on the earth must stay. Though I have toiled for a painting rare to hang on my wall, I must leave it there. Though I call it mine and boast its worth, I must give it up when I quit the earth. All that I gather and all that I keep, I must leave behind when I fall asleep. And I wonder often what I shall own in that other life when I pass alone. What shall they find and what shall they see in the soul that answers the call for me? Shall the great judge learn when my task is through, that my spirit has gathered some riches too? Or shall at the last it will be mine to find that all I had worked for I'd left behind?" May we all choose, and may we all work for heavenly rewards. Amen.